the school, covering the floors for 1.5 hours all day.
All day long?
Yeah. 1.5 hours.
And how old were you then when you were working scrubbing floors?
Oh, I was 25, I think.
Uh-huh. And this was in Yuzinki?
Mm-hmm.
And Paris, were you born in Yuzinki?
Yes. I was born 1917.
Oh, wow.
July 21st.
And
how many brothers and sisters did you have? Was it a large family?
Your brothers and sisters, how many did
you have? There were 7 of us, all together.
Uh-huh.
What's the matter? Is there anything there?
It's hard to tell.
The door so the noise doesn't bother you.
No.
You don't want me to close it?
No.
Okay.
It doesn't bother me at all.
Okay. So did you go to school in Yuzinki all the way through?
Up to 6th grade. Mother got sick, I had to quit and take over of everything in the house. Well, tell her that was hard. Mama was sick, and then I had to take care of everything. And those boys, they were lazy. Go down to get water, you know, or we had our wood stoves and pack wood. They chop wood, but they wouldn't pack it. They were lazy. Good for nothing.
Oh, my.
Were you the oldest one?
No. Had the brothers and then a sister. My older sister is dead too. She was 2 years older than I was. She would be 78, 79. She would have been 80 years old. And then we had a big chore I did anyway. It's to milk the cows every morning. There's lots of work, it's just tiresome. And clean the barns. Then how we save all that water to wash the floors in the barn. It used to come handy.
So how many cows did you have?
We had 50 at the time.
So your dad was a farmer or a rancher?
No, we just kept those for ourselves and cows. Or we used to send it to if anybody wants to buy, keep that in there from Kodiak. Kraft used to buy meat from us. And they trade for groceries.
So that helped you get all the things that you needed out there?
Mm-hmm.
Did they have a store out there then?
Where, in Yuzinki?
In Yuzinki?
Yeah. Small one. It just had just everyday routine, like vegetables and flour, sugar, tea, and coffee, and something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How has Yuzinki changed from when you remember it as a little girl?
Now they got a lot of roads, cars and trucks now. They never had them there before. And all those three-wheelers, four-wheelers they have there.
Yeah.
And they're building roads all over. Lots of dust flying. I like using it all the way. Cow trails. You used to have palm trails, no roads. To like that, then you walk under the trees when the sun is shining. Smells good with the spruce, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go on a picnic. Smells good with the spruce. And the sun used to be so hot. And we had a lot of gardens. And we'd go and water them. And that was some chore too, back in water. Big gardens.
Where did you get the water? Was it from a lake or a...
No, creek. There is one creek, I think, that was a spring water. It never dried up. It stayed warm, just like a well, deep, cold water.
Do they still use it? Or do
mm-hmm.
you?
Whoever goes there on the picnic when they make the coffee, tea, or whatever. The water is nice and clear. And we used to clear the wash that deep, just like a well.
You said that you grew gardens. What kind of things did you grow in your gardens?
Potatoes, rutabagas, turnips, cabbages and lettuce, celery, any one of those, radishes.
So everybody had their own garden?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And everybody had their cows too. And Mama used to make butter. She said it used to be the fresh butter tasted good. We had a lot of milk. Well, we gave lots of milk away to the people in New Zealand. Why didn't I never thought, let them come and milk the cow and take that. But I would be struggling away milking.
Did you have to do all the milking or did somebody help you?
I did. Maybe once in a while my mother would take for a while, but mother used to be busy, you know, like cooking in the house and then inside the house. Or...
Well, it would have taken you a long time to milk that many cows, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Sometimes I would just cheat it, you know. I milk that one and then another one, that's enough.
The cows didn't mind that? The cows didn't mind that you skipped them?
No. They holler once in a while. When their big bags are getting food. Tired. Giving them a calf and an egg. The calf would be so full.
What were your parents' names, Parrot?
Irene and Nikolai. The town, of course.
Uh-huh. It's 1:15 p.m.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just wondering, growing up there, how did you get news about what was going on?
Where?
In Yuzinki?
Radio.
You had radios and got, mm-hmm. you heard the news.
Shortwave radio and longwave radio.
Uh-huh.
The shortwave used to go around the island. If anything that going around, you know, like in case of a tidal wave or something, they would let them know. But regular news are on the radio.
How did World War II affect life in Yuzinki?
Well, lots of boys went to the war. just a lot of them.
I remember I was in fourth grade when I heard the news that the war had started.
Yeah, that was sad. You were here going to school then, huh?
No, I was a little girl down in Louisiana.
Oh.
I grew up in Louisiana.
What?
Us, we were in New York.
What do you remember about people thinking when the Japanese came to Attu and Kiska?
Thought they were going to get bombed. Put the tents up inside the trees, some of, but they didn't come in. They couldn't find it. It got so thick with the fog.
So that was how you would have hidden? You put tents in trees, is that?
Underneath the trees.
Underneath the trees, so that you would all go there in case the Japanese came.
Well, we could see them though, the white tents. But they didn't come, thank God. They couldn't find it under the fog. I guess the Father Herman helped us. Didn't let them come. People, they prayed to him for our help.
Was that a concern for a long time? Did your family go into Kodiak very often?
Yeah, for shopping, but otherwise, no, not. Just for shopping, or doctors.
What kind of stores were in Kodiak back then when you were a little girl?
It was craft store, Erskine store, and Knudsen's. And there was one woman's store there. And one furniture store. Oh, I forgot. They had a lot of stores. And now there wasn't very many people. Except there was a lot of service guys. There was lots of service guys. There was the Marines. There were Army, Navy, and Coast Guard, and Seabees. Kodiak used to be loaded with the guys.
When did the bases first start here? When did the servicemen first come?
What's that?
When did the services first settle here in Kodiak?
I don't remember. During the war, I guess. I don't know how to answer.
Paris, you mentioned that one of the things that you heard about on the radio, that you used the radios for, was during the time of the tidal wave, you would hear what was going on. Tell me, what do you remember about when the earthquake and the tidal wave came? What was it like in Yuzinki then?
It was such a beautiful evening. Not a ripple on the sea. The sea was like a mirror. It was so flat calm. It was beautiful. And it was so deadly quiet, no, nothing making noise, no dogs or birds or nothing. It was odd. And it was, we were just about to eat. My sister stayed across the river on that house, and my children, two of them, just came back from Anchorage. One was in the hospital, one was going to school. So they were all home. We were going to sit down and eat, have a dinner. And then two of them went to see their auntie Martha and cross the river. Just while they were there, that all of a sudden earthquake started. Slow motion. They said they were running across, the bridge was going just like that, and the hill said was just like waves that went during that earthquake. It was real low water, but when I looked during that shaking, the water was way up. Big swells was pressing on the beach. My husband was home that time. They were home from crab fishing. I told him, what happened? Is this a tidal wave or what? I don't know. We didn't know it yet. So that was a tidal wave, an earthquake. After that, I baked kulichis and pies and dyed eggs. I filled about two boxes full of some to take along. Then we went on the Albert's boat. Marine Greer told us that we were going to go into our boat. He told us to come into the bigger boat he had. And his family too. 17 of us were on the boat. His family and ours. So we stayed there 1 week. Everything was drifting on the beach. Oil, oh, gas and oil, it was rotten. The doors in the house was just rotten. Take a long time to disappear that smell. So we stayed aboard 1 week. We used to sleep with the clothes on in case of another one come again. So I can remember that.
So when the tidal wave came, it covered everything on New Zinke?
Not everything. It went so far. Cover up the beaches. And take lots of, we weren't, when we went outside, they said to go out in the deep water. We were outside the Wood Island, the Long Island. Gosh, there was a lot of boats there. That night it looked like a city, too many, the boat lights, you know. Everybody went out there in the deep, deep water. Then the big swell would come, you couldn't feel it much. In slow motion, it just was so big, you know. No, I don't want to be another earthquake or tidal wave. No, that's too scary.
Oh, yeah. How did you find out that it was coming? Did you hear that over the radio?
Mm-hmm. But we've seen it is already splashing on the beaches. Start taking some of the things drifting out.
Wasn't that when the village on a fog neck moved to Port Lyon?
Yeah, right after that. That's a Port Lyon. So we got the houses for them from a fog neck.
I remember one of your favorite berries was the little blackberry, crowberry, or whatever. Did you pick those when you were a girl?
Mm-hmm.
And they grew there on Yuzinki? Or did you go somewhere else to pick your berries?
Mountain. I used to make some jelly out of them too. Well, I used to mix a jelly sometimes. Those little berries and those other red berries, the melon berries or something, salmon berries, blueberries, any berries I pick, then I make it. I squirt all the mixture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you put them all together?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Sometimes I add juice from cherry, that pink one that tastes good.
Yeah.
How do you call it?
Maraschino cherry?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I take that juice to mix it up. It would really make a nice taste.
And you made jelly and jams out of that? Or?
Jams I never used to make any. My family didn't like it because too much seed, and I didn't like it either. Jelly I used to make all the time, all the berries. High bush cranberries, low bush cranberries, blueberries, salmon berries, and all those little blackberries and moss berries. I have, I think, a jelly since I got sick, 15, 16 years.
What were some of the other traditional foods that you remember preparing that everybody enjoyed eating?
Smoked salmon. Mm-hmm, dried salmon. And pickled salmon or pickled herring. And it tastes good.
I wondered when you were little or when your children were little, were there some special traditional stories that you told or that you remember hearing when you were little?
I told them the true story about that tidal wave and earthquake. Used to have fun going out on picnics. Berry picking.
Was that something that you did as a family, or did the community do that as a whole sometimes?
As a family. We just wait some for a winter. Or to somebody who don't have any. I used to give them like to my grandmothers and some friends who are getting old.
Mm-hmm. What do you remember when Alaska became a state?
Was it 1950 or 49?
I think in 58, in the 50s.
I know when it was a 49 state, it wasn't a state yet, 49. And after that, it turned to 50. I don't remember what.
Was there a big celebration locally when that happened?
Well, and whoever liked to celebrate, he was celebrating. Some liked it, some didn't like it. Being a state, said we'll be taxed all the time. I didn't know nothing about it.
And those who liked it, what good did they see in Alaska becoming a state?
I don't know.
Was that something that people voted on?
I guess so. I think they did vote. Too far back, it's hard to remember some of them. Times.
It's about 1:30, 1:35.
It's 1:33 p.m. I don't like that Patinsky. I call it Patinsky, that rooster.
Well, he seems to like the crow.
Mm-hmm. But make you feel like at home.
Right.
So with your chickens, you had roosters too.
Mm-hmm.
Did they wake you up in the morning?
No, I used to like that, to hear them singing, you know. Roosters.
It's 1:34 p.m.
I think your rooster went to sleep.
Let him sleep.
It's 1:34 p.m.
Now, your husband fished for crabs?
Mm-hmm.
How the fishing must have been better then.
Oh yeah, that's when the king crab were here. It was good. But these other crabs, not so very. You gotta catch lots. I don't like those tanners. Oh, I like king crab.
Yeah.
Gosh, my hands are cold. Divided by girls.
Well, I have warm hands today.
And mine. It's cold.
They're cool, yeah.
I wonder if they had a funeral today.
I don't know.
In your Zinke. I heard they were going to take it to the sink.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to get a while out, pick the flowers when I go, put them on her grave.
Did you have a chance to get out this morning?
No. Father John was here and he gave us we had a church, he gave us communion. So we didn't have a chance to get out. Oh, he's a nice priest.
Mm-hmm.
tend to look for a warm.
Yeah. Who was, did you have a priest in Yuzinki when you were growing up?
No. The priest used to come from Bulgaria. Father got some slums. Then after we got the priest rhythm, Father John is our priest. And the father of Peter and Father Joseph Christ. And then we always have that Bishop Gregory. He's here most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. He came to see me the other time. And then he said, I haven't seen you in church for a long time. I had to come and see you. How are you, real sick? I said, yeah, I have a problem with my stomach. I don't want to go to church and run around in church and let the people laugh at me.
Oh.
So no one said, nobody can laugh at you. He's a nice bishop too.
Mm-hmm.
What church do you belong?
We go to the Bible Chapel.
Oh, at Art Zimmer.
That's right, Art Zimmer goes there.
He's still there, huh?
Yes, he is. Does he come and visit here?
He wasn't here for a long time. Is that where you're going to get married?
Yes.
That's a nice little church.
It is a nice church.
Mm-hmm. And this one here across, it's nice.
Oh yeah, the Frontier Baptist. That's a nice one.
Yeah.
Well, when you were growing up, how often did Father Gerasim come?
Well, they used to go and get him for a Lent, you know, when we're going to have communion.
Uh-huh.
Lent time, and then when he comes himself on some certain Lent, he would come, or to some certain holidays, like big holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And not all the time.
So was the fog neck quite a bit bigger?
Mm-hmm. Black, the whole day it's just black. He wasn't there yet in the fog neck. Did you take a trip to Fogelang?
I haven't. My dad has been there to hunt, but I haven't been there before.
Oh. I brought some bears there this summer. Said Jesus, lots.
Mm-hmm. Now, you told me yesterday that you went to Seattle.
Yeah. We stayed 4 years. We went for a World's Fair. 1962. Come back 66. I think 66 or 67. Oh, we had nice time during the World's Fair.
What do you remember they had at the World's Fair that year?
Oh, everything. And all the different countries had their own places, you know, like their houses or something. Even I seen Alaska, Fort Wakefield, those boys, they were shaking crabs, working in the crab. That was during the crab season. And I saw somebody. I seen the Shenigan boys there, they were shaking the crab. And there are some more others. There's lots of other places like those Russian boys, different countries. All kinds of them.
So they had like a model of their homes?
Oh.
The different countries?
Yeah.
Did they have any new inventions displayed?
I don't know, I don't remember. So many things to see, you know, and then and they have all the games. You want to go there, you want to go there, by the time there's something showing and then you miss it, you know. Big place.
Lots of people too, I imagine.
Yeah, there were lots.
When you went down there, did you fly down?
No, we went on our boat to Judea. We come back on Judea too.
So all the way to Seattle on your boat?
And on the way back. It was good.
The weather was good then on your trip?
We went in the last part of August. It was fine. Sunshine all the way.
How long did that take you?
Almost a month. But we were traveling during the daytime only. We would anchor up every night in a different places.
So you traveled along the shore?
Quite a ways out. Lots of different places. Some are small little villages. We should have had a movie camera. We had one, they dropped it overboard.
What kind of a movie camera did they have then?
Current what they have now, smaller ones.
Do you remember any times you were out on the boat when it was stormy?
Oh, many times. When we were fishing, sometimes, yes, I used to get scared. Then my husband would just say, well, let's go and anchor up. He said, you don't want to scare Mom. Well, you should go home. It's not that bad. Never mind, we'll anchor up. And the boys said, no. Shouldn't be there to be scared. So how are we going to catch fish? We'll get it when the sun, when the storm settles down. But we had fun. Water.
So you went out with them often?
Yeah. 20 years. Around the Fogneck Island, around Fogneck Island, around Spruce Island. Sometimes you can see no fish. Oh, that's disappointing. Couldn't even see a thinner or a jumper. Disappointing when you don't see them. What time is it?
It's about 1:45. Yeah. Right there.
It's 1:45 p.m.
Oh, that tingle. Potinsky. Yeah, you see that 1:45.
It's 1:45 p.m.
Sound just like my sister's grandson. I'm always choking.
Are you okay? Is there something we can get for you?
I don't know. It hit me on my back a little bit. Oh, my ears.
Do you want to sit up?
Yeah. Hit me on my Morel. I tried to make out who that face I couldn't tell.
Well, it's me.
So nice to see you. But my sight is not real that good yet.
Do you want me to fill your water?
Is it empty?
It's not empty, but it's getting there.
Okay.
Do you fill it at the sink, or do they have water in?
Sink.
In the sink, okay. Okay, I'll fill it for you.
Hit me. Both sides on the left side now.
It's 1:47 p.m.
2 minutes ahead there while I go. 45 hours in time.
2 minutes have gone by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I hope I got this lid back on right. I was giving it to my little grandson, and I didn't have the lid on, and he poured it all over himself, but I think that's damn it.
Yeah,
it
looks like
it. Thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
Well, my hands are cold today.
Yeah. You'll have to just hold them or put them under the cover or something.
Yeah. I'm going to get myself a gloves. Now they got some kind of gloves. They're real shiny, vanilla. And they're so nice and warm. And then they fit good. Dark color. I'm tired of rain. I like to get up. So they soon to say, no, it's too early for you. Oh, they make me mad when they tell me. I think I'm a little kid.
Yeah.
Or I said, what are you trying to take me for? Keep me for locked up like that.
Shall we go get someone and have them help you up?
What time is it? Let's see.
1:49 p.m.
49.
What time did they let you get up?
Well, close to 3 o'clock. Sometimes 3 o'clock.
Well, you've got about an hour.
That's too much.
We could ask anyway.
Yeah. I don't like this. When I go home, I'm not going to come back. I'm going to stay home, and I'll go to Port Lines, and then from Port Lines I'll go up to Anchorage. From Anchorage to I'll go to California. There was a couple that stayed here, Coast Guard, Carlson's.
Uh-huh.
They want me to stay with them.
In California.
Uh-huh.
Well,
but it's too far, though.
It's a long way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 1:50 p.m.
Well, are you getting tired, Paris?
My back gets off. If I can only sit. I have a wheelchair sometimes.
There you are.
Are you supposed to be taking a nap? Did we interrupt your nap? Oh, okay.
It's up to me if I want to nap. I don't feel like a nap. Sometimes I do right away, but I can't. Sometimes I can't. I'm thinking about my grandson. I wish they would come. Oh, he's cute. He turned 1 year, you know. Uh-huh. So how old are you?
None.
You tried to say one.
None.
Oh. Does he live here in town?
Anchorage.
Oh, in Anchorage.
And then, when it's a, but how would they call for me? It's a happy, happy was good. Happy, what the holiday was?
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving Day, Grandma Mama. Oh. He's just starting to talk to you.
Oh, they're so sweet when they just start talking.
Yeah, they are. You could say, Papi, is it? Daddy, Mommy, Grandma, just says, Grandma. Mm-hmm. I like that. How old are you?
No.
One, he tried to say.
Yeah.
He's just so. He runs around now. He's really starting too soon.
Once they find their feet, they're all over the place.
Okay. And his godfather must have got him a little car from Seattle when he was coming home from goes to a college there. That young Gustavo Jackie. And he said, gosh, he goes riding on that car all over. Oh, I see them fall off. No fooling those grandchildren are precious.
That's for sure.
What's something scared of? I don't know. The crows and magpies there, I see.
So you
didn't want to tell them. And all the three pieces of the fence they broke, jumping over. They went right towards the cat my side, right below the pool hall.
Huh. He couldn't get after the birds, but if he knew that you had done it, he'd have gotten after you.
He would get mad at me out there. I just didn't. I told a lie. So the magpie and the crows were over there. Maybe they'd scare them. See what kind of liar I was. I never told him.
It's 2 o'clock p.m.
Well, we'll go and we'll come and visit you again.
You do that.
But I thank you for telling me your stories.
Not much of a story.
Oh, they're
he
good stories.
There it used to be just. But they were good, yeah.
The berries were.
Yeah. Wait.
Were those the cranberries where you went
to
the farm?
No, salmon berries.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They must have gotten ripe later because it was cooler.
Uh-huh. Under the trees.
Yeah.
It's 2:04 p.m.
There's a rooster.
Oh, no, I won't ask you anything too hard. Do you remember the story you told us about the cows when you threw the snowball?
Oh, yeah.
I was wondering if you'd tell me that story again. That was a good story.
They were eating in the cow yard there, in the barnyard. They were lost. And I took a snowball. I was in a toilet for 15 minutes. And I took a snowball and I show I noticed that I was only covered in an ugly, dirty jump over that yard. And people tell me how many offenses. Careful now. You know where I'm down. You know where the blue hole used to be?
No, I don't. I've been to Yuzinki just once.
Oh, really? Towards the north side.
Towards the north side?
South east side. He wouldn't stop till we could reach that the pool hall and the other beach. And my father asked me, said, what's the matter with them? I said, I don't know. What happened to them? I said, I don't know. I didn't want to say.
Oh, I can imagine.
I got scared after the year. They just stampede, just a big grove of 50 cows, you know.
You never know what will set them off.
They had a hard time to bring them back, and they were scared. What the little snowball scared them.
Just a little snowball.
I guess they did not expect anything. They've been eating so. Must be a real good eating what they do.
Yeah. You had 50 cattle. How many of those were cows?
Lots of milk cows. Well, I used to milk lots. And I give them all the milk. To the people, that's something they didn't have any cows. They tried to come and buy, we wouldn't give them any. Pay for them, we just give it to them. Because we had that price of milk.
So you just gave the milk away, you didn't charge them?
No.
Were those people in Yuzinki?
Yeah. And our neighbors. Some of them are out of, not our neighbors. We used to make the sour milk. And they used to come and get some too.
Now what would you use sour milk for? For cooking? Was that like sour cream?
Yeah, it has a cream, sour cream and sour milk. My mom used to make a butter, but she didn't use the taste of bread. We had lots of work. We'd clean the whole yard. Cow barn, cow barn, cow yard. That was heavy work.
Last time I was here, you were telling me about the store there in Yuzinki. And I was curious, who ran the store?
Grimes.
That was a Yuzinki family?
He was from Yuzinki, but he wasn't born in Yuzinki. From somewhere. He was married to a German woman. She was a red-headed woman. And he had a cannery, Grimes.
The cannery, was it there in Yuzinki?
Mm-hmm.
And what sort of things did they can there?
fish.
And crab. Then the tidal wave took it away.
So the tidal wave took away the cannery.
Mm-hmm.
Did the tidal wave come up to the houses in Yuzinki?
Some of them. There were very low on the bank. Close to the water.
And you told me before that you and your family went on a boat called the Marine Greer. And how big was that boat?
80 footer.
How big was the boat your husband had?
He had a 38 footer.
A purse seiner?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's standing out here just wagging his tail. Maybe he saw somebody he didn't recognize. I didn't see him.
He was there.
There's nobody out there.
What time is
it? It is 2:25. 2:25. You went to school until sixth grade. What do you remember about school? You want some water? Right here.
He had one school, one of those 60% of the children. One room.
One room with 60 or 70. Mm-hmm. How many teachers? One teacher. An older lady, you say?
Yeah.
How did she manage 60 or 70 children?
She managed them very well.
She did well.
Starting from the primary. Just over the kindergarten. Up to the eighth grade.
What do you remember studying in school? Did you have a favorite subject?
I hate to arithmetic. I didn't like arithmetic. My favorite subject was history. History and spelling.
History and spelling? What part of history did you like the best?
Oh, I can't remember.
You just remember liking history?
I didn't like the math.
What did the students do when they finished with eighth grade?
They started going to high school and mountain school.
So they went all the way down to Sitka?
Yeah. Wrangell at first.
Did they all go down there, or did some choose to stay?
The ones that graduated, and the rest only went.
So the ones who graduated went down to Mount Edgecombe. What kind of games do you remember playing as a child?
Where?
In Yuzinki, growing up.
Uh-huh.
was to play Davis Falls. And then we used to play hopscotch with a whole bunch of them. And a bunch of them deal with play Leapfrog.
Leapfrog, really.
It's difficult probably for a lot of
people. I imagine.
I would do.
When you were young, do you remember what were some of your goals for your life? What were some of the goals you had for your life? What did you want to accomplish?
I wanted to be a nurse, but I didn't go to the high school.
And that was because your mom got sick?
Yeah. And then we went to school. They were so strict. That's so him.
That's your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you got married?
I was going on 22.
And who was your husband?
Julian.
Julian?
I thought it was better. He was 14 years older than I was.
And he lived there in Yuzinki.
We both lived there.
Yeah.
We'd live all. We lived together 38 years before he died. And then we had lived for 57 years.
And what did the men do in Yuzinki when they were courting someone?
Too much.
Nothing.
They were dancing. Oh, it's horrible. Nothing much to do.
Where would you go dancing?
There was a nice big dance hall there, but it's gone now.
Did that go out in the tidal wave too?
Mm-mm.
No?
Got old.
Just got old.
To the left, the cows used to go in there and dance.
Oh, after it got old?
Yeah, they used to stay inside and dance. Cows running around just like they dance.
Oh, how funny. It was a good place for them, for shelter.
Yeah.
Now, how many children did you have, Paris?
Three boys and four girls. Seven.
Seven and all. Were they all born in Yuzinki?
Mm-hmm.
You said that you would go into Kodiak to see the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Were there must have been midwives to help?
There were midwives, yeah. Two of them.
What were people's houses like in Yuzinki?
Same as other houses here.
Just regular houses.
Mm-hmm. Some were log houses. We had one real log house, the other one was just to a nice warm house.
Mm-hmm. How did people heat them? There's your water here.
What?
How did they heat the houses?
Stove, wood stove.
Wood stove.
Heater.
Were they oil heaters?
There was no oil stoves, no oil heaters earlier days.
Just wood heaters?
Wood heaters and stoves.
Uh-huh. There were a couple questions I had about during the wartime. You said that a lot of the boys went to war. Did they volunteer to go, or
they got called.
They got called up to go. And then when you were afraid, when everyone was afraid of the Japanese, and you went, you took your tents out under the trees?
Yeah, but they said they were coming.
Who told you they were coming?
Radio.
The radio did.
So everybody went up on the woods to put the tents.
Now the tents were white?
Mm-hmm. As if the Japs wouldn't see it.
Yeah, I wonder.
If they had a green tent, that wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah.
But they didn't have no green tents. Well, we had one, but we didn't put the white one. Some other guys put the tents, but we didn't.
So did you go stay in tents for a while?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't. You stayed at your house.
Yeah.
I see. Where did they get their white tents?
From the store.
From the store. Mm-hmm. So they just happened to stock white tents rather than green ones.
They didn't have no green ones.
Uh-huh.
What time is it?
It's about 2:30. No, 2:35.
Oh.
Are you going to be getting up at 3 o'clock?
Pretty soon.
Pretty soon. Do you have any more stories like your cow story? No. Where do your children live now?
This could be wrong. Most of them are married. They had their own families.
Have
one more need, so. Maybe he has called a parent to go.
Would you like me to go ask her?
If you don't mind.
Oh, no, not at all.
Yes.